Not Leia's eye went straight to the lightsaber in Yakiel's hand.
Yakiel, what are you doing with your lightsaber out? Is there a problem?
Not Leia was still speaking when Yakiel sprang, yelling,
"You are!"
Not Han's hand was already coming around. Bezo glimpsed the silver form of some kind of hand weapon, then heard the of flying darts. Yakiel gave a startled cry, her knees buckling as she landed in front of Not Leia. She activated her lightsaber and flicked her wrist around in a clumsy attack, but Not Leia had already stepped out of range. The blade sputtered dead as the hilt spun from Yakiel's twitching hand. Bezo watched in horror as Yakiel's eyes rolled back in her head and drool began to slide down the long red tongue lolling out of the side of her mouth. He bellowed her name and reached for his own lightsaber, then noticed the tranquilizer pistol Not Leia was holding on him.
"Basil, it's just a tranquilizer," Not Leia said. "Yakiel's going to be fine."
"Yeah,"
Not Han agreed.
"How about you?"
Basil considered trying to use his mass to overpower them both and flee with Yakiel, but he was still sitting astride the wall with his lightsaber hanging from his belt, and both Not-Solos were holding tranquilizer pistols in their hands. He simply wasn't quick enough, so he moved his hand away from his lightsaber and nodded, using his new skill to put a little force behind the gesture. The faces of both Not-Solos relaxed instantly, and Not-Han whistled in relief.
"Good. I thought for a minute we'd lost you both."
Basil shook his head to assure him they hadn't. He eyed a landing spot close to Yakiel, then began to gather his legs under him. If he was quick enough, he might be able to snatch Yakiel up and through the hedge before...
"Stay up there, Basil," Not Leia ordered. "We'll pass her up."
"Yeah, we need to get out of here."
Not Han kicked Yakiel's lightsaber aside, then holstered his tranquilizer pistol and stooped down to pick up her unconscious form.
"That GAS team was already starting this way when we came through the hedge."
Basil settled back astride the wall, then stretched a hand down to take Yakiel's limp form. This lying skill was a handy thing, he reflected. If the imposters were just going to hand her up to him, maybe he could hang on to her until he saw an opportunity to... His hopes of making an easy getaway came to an abrupt end when he heard a pair of small feet land atop the wall behind him. Both Not-Solos did a credible job of looking surprised. Not Han even let his jaw drop.
"Jaina?"
Not Han gasped.
"What are you doing here?"
"Long story,"
Not Jaina said. By the sound of her voice, she was less than 2 meters behind Basil, easily within reach of his gangling arms.
"But maybe you'd better let me take Yakiel."
Not Han and Not Leia both frowned and cast uneasy glances in Basil's direction. It was then that Basil saw the flaw in his plan. If the imposters were replacing real Jedi with their own copies, they would know whom they had already replaced and whom they hadn't. They had been fooling Basil, manipulating him into a vulnerable position so it would be easier to take him down, and his Ramoan mind had been too stupid to see it. Sometimes he hated being such a big spotted oaf, hated himself for being so easy to trick, and hated them for taking advantage of it. Basil let out an angry bellow, then spun around, flinging his long arm out toward Not Jaina. He heard her yell in surprise, then felt a satisfying impact as he caught her across the torso and sent her flying. The next thing Basil heard was the of flying darts. His face and arms erupted in fiery waves of stinging pain, and he instantly grew dizzy and sick. He felt himself falling and crashing into an oblivion of crumbling metal, and he hoped that all that throbbing meant there wasn't going to be enough of him left to copy.